When Brother Marty asks for someone to come up to open the service and also lead prayer, it's an opportunity to come up and say something fruitful for yourself and for everyone else that you're led through the Holy Spirit to say. You don't have to open up with a lesson, or you don't have to have any words. The prayer is enough. But that's not what I'm up here to talk about. I had something on my mind that just a thought, and kind of ties into something that, you know, we're all born with five senses. Five senses are taste, smell, see, hear, touch. But if there was another sense, I would call it a spiritual sense. And that spiritual sense could be, it's a gift from God. And that's given to you at conception. It's with you in your mother's womb. We know that through John the Baptist. John the Baptist jumped for joy in his mother's womb. Therefore, he was full of the Holy Spirit at that time. Now, during your life, when you're born, the physical senses, the five, you don't have all of them when you're born. Well, we don't know. We don't know that time, but therefore, they're there. And that spiritual sense is still with you as a child of God. During your life, you might lose some of these senses and come back. For instance, COVID took taste away from a lot of people, but it came back. People hearing, and it comes back, so forth and so on. But there are some senses that people lose, and it doesn't come back, but it will come back one day at your day of glory when you go to heaven. Now, like losing your senses during your life, spiritual senses, you never lose it, but you go into dark places and it's not there. Mm-hmm. But God comes back, and, you know, through the grace of God, you come back around. So that sense is never lost, and you'll have it. Even with me, I always like to joke about, since I'm blind in one eye, I always say I don't have five senses, I have 4.5 senses. And also Debbie says sometimes I have no sense, which is okay, she's right. So, but the gift of the Holy Spirit with the sense is important to all of us, and we know it's there. And it's in everybody today, because you're here today. You want to be here because God has led you here. So let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for this day. We give thanks for the blessings of last year that you've given us, and come into this year with hopeful promises from you, hopeful that you'll bless everyone here, bless our spiritual time being together, our services, the love that we have for one another, that we study and learn as we've done in times past. Lord, we pray for this country, and we pray for those in sickness and illnesses, and we know that you can heal, Lord. We pray for those who are battling diseases, that you will bless them and give them understanding, pull them from depression, and be with them, even from those who are losing, have losses in their lives of people that they know, their loved ones. We pray that you're with them and give them the understanding of hope, and they know that one day they'll be with them in glory. And the time on this planet is such a small time. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins and be with us as we go throughout this day. In Christ's name we pray, amen.